ladies and gentlemen, to the fourth and final hour of this worldwide broadcast against tyranny. Steve Quayle is our guest for the rest of the hour. In fact, what I'm going to do is I've kept promising to air the audio. It's about an eight-minute different clips of transhumanists. We're just going to do that coming up in about 10 minutes because I want to get Steve's take on that. We also want to take your phone calls at 512-646-5400. And, of course, the Genesis number, 1-800-259-9231. We'll take calls off both those systems here in just a moment. But right now, going back to Steve Quayle, Steve, for the next 10 minutes, you've got the floor. Other key areas, other things that listeners need to know about from all of your research as all of this appears to come to a head, as the enemy openly announces what their plans are for society, for all of us. I mean, when they come out and say, we wear black uniforms to intimidate you, as they announce that, I mean, I'm just going to show people on the document cam some of the news that I have here in front of me. Here's making sure Osama does not hijack bass boats. That's Associated Press there for everybody, just right out in the open. Here's another one. U.S. Air Force calls for mission to combat climate change by spraying the atmosphere, and just as we always said, by adding stuff to jet fuel. Town hall snoopers hijack terror, anti-terror powers to crack down on people's dogs using the bathroom in the park. I mean, you cannot make this type of stuff up. Mennonite arrested for selling raw milk, highly respected, large facility. No one had ever gotten sick. They actually pasteurize it so they can feed you milk full of cow dung and blood and pus, and I've worked in dairies. Well, I've worked around them. I visited them. I've worked on ranches that had dairies, and then I've been made to work in them maybe a week or two out of 3 years I worked on ranches, but I know a little bit about them. Point is it's really serious. Mennonite arrested. Sheriff's candidate believes crime is terrorism. I mean, it just goes on and on. Steve, your take on that?
Well, I think the everything is happening concurrently. You know, I think people fail when they look at the world in a linear way, first and foremost, because they don't see how it's all turned loose at once. For instance, the genetically modified food, Alex, the situation with the xenoestrogens in bottled water, men's sperm count being so low. I mean, literally all of the issues that genetically we were designed so wonderfully and so beautifully. The 139th Psalm tells us that God, his thoughts towards all of us who come to know him are more numerous than the sand of the sea. So God really has our best interests at heart. But the thing is that people don't recognize that right now, the vaccination, here's what I was told, the most pressing bit of information I can tell everyone is that the vaccination, look, all they have to do, Alex, is present four dead bodies, give it mass media hype and hysteria, and tell you that if you don't go, and by the way, they'll mutilate the bodies and say, look what this horrible disease has done, and if you don't take the vaccination, you'll be placed into a camp for your safety and for the safety of those around you. From everyone,
well, they have,
I know,
said they'll use biological attacks, real or promulgated, as a pretext for control. They've built 36, yeah. By the way, I saw a YouTube comment last week. I was talking about 36 level 4 bioweapons labs and part of the program BioShield, which mainstream news, Baltimore Sun and others, have reported, Steve, are basically fronts for bioweapons development. And then I had some guy comment about, where's Alex's proof? I don't have to sit here on everything I say and show you a news article, folks. In fact, in a week or two, I'll say, hey, big Massachusetts police chief says we want black uniforms to instill fear and intimidate the population. Don't email me saying, where's the proof? Google it. I mean, today I'm showing people the article. Today I'm showing a Mennonite arrested for selling raw milk. But the point is, we're not making any of this up, Steve.
No, and the bottom line is, remember, those who always, you know, say that on the air, like when I'm on Coast to Coast, I mean, these guys are government shills. They are actually paid to come on and say, where's the proof? Well, lazy, get off your lazy Easter and go Google it. That's what I tell them now.
Absolutely. Well, I'm going to put on the document cam, the Associated Press. Okay, Genesis Network, we'll be back in 3 minutes. For everybody watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, we're live right now.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, neighbor. This is Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Life is a gamble, but you can stack the deck. If you knew what I know about all the problems food will protect you from, you'd start immediately to put every effort and dollar you can get into the biggest supply of food possible. When the dollar and economy crash, when the imported and genetically poisoned food is all that's left, when the quarantine and bird flu hit, our only protection and only chance to be fearless is having control of our own supply of food and enough of it. But if you knew what we haven't yet discovered, you wouldn't waste time listening to the rest of this announcement before charging out and getting a serious food supply. Decide, it's food now or probably never. But can you afford to be wrong? Decide now. Place your bet. Can you afford to be wrong? Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
You can trace every disease, every illness, and every ailment to mineral deficiency. That is a quote from two-time Nobel Prize winner Linus Pauling. Because fruits and vegetables in their raw form are better absorbed, retained, and utilized than if heated, the Champion Juicer is the best way to get your nutrients your body craves. The Champion Juicer chews the fibers and breaks up the cells of vegetables and fruits. This gives you more fiber, enzymes, vitamins, and trace minerals. Juicing a combination of raw fruits and vegetables is documented to not only treat minor illness, but also is shown to reverse once thought incurable life-threatening diseases. Juicing with the Champion Juicer also promotes fast, healthy weight loss and pure body cleansing. Put the Champion Juicer to work for you and your family. Get creative with your juicer and add a grain mill attachment to make your own healthy, fresh flour. The Champion Juicer also makes great nut butters and frozen sorbets. The world's finest juicer, it's Champion Juicer. Ask for it at your favorite health food store online today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I remember in 2002 reading that Primakov, the former head of the KGB, had been hired by the U.S. government to come over and advise. And I didn't believe it at first. Then I found the purchase orders, mainstream news stories, where they admitted they were hiring hundreds of former KGB, Stasi heads, others, quote, because they knew how to fight terror and knew how to ferret it out. And then they came over here, the former head of the Stasi, and he died last year, by the way, and helped set all this up. And it's just amazing. And then Steve has a lot of military sources and people, which have turned out to be quite accurate in the past. But Steve's not making this stuff up. Tell us about the internal meetings with Primakov and with Marcus Wolf, the head of the Stasi, that some of your sources had and what those were like, Steve.
Well, according to my sources, who some of them were absolutely privy to what went on, and look, the deal is, Alex, Primakov, KGB, he was also the head of the Middle Eastern branch of the KGB, Saddam Hussein's envoy, etc. So when you talk about him, you're not talking about a low-level guy. You're talking about one of the biggest guys in the world of spycraft. When you're talking about Marcus Wolf, the Department of Homeland Security has set up its, now this will blow everyone's mind, its entire neighborhood watch program off of the blueprint, if you will, the PowerPoint presentation that Marcus Wolf, former head of the Stasi, let's tell everybody what the Stasi is, the most repressive secret police regime behind the Iron Curtain that even gave the KGB and the Romanians a run for their money. In other words, this wasn't a man who was a functionary at some mid-level. This was the man. And I was told by someone who now, I don't even know if they're alive, a former officer in FEMA, watch commander. The point is, I was told that the Department of Homeland Security is going to have their people in neighborhood watch groups. And do you know what the number one question that they're prepping everybody for? Tell on your neighbor that might not be favorable to New World Order. Remember when you and I talked about the pastors being solicited to turn in their parishioners.
Let me throw this in.
Yeah.
Almost 2 years ago, we broke that here on Genesis, brought that information out. People said it wasn't true, even when we posted secret, restricted FEMA documents when they had 13,000 preachers. Now it's 26,000. They're going to double that now. And now news has admitted, and the media said it's good, they're training you to, quote, this is national news and local news, turn your guns in, hand your guns in, submit, go to FEMA centers, let them take your families. It's happening. This isn't a joke. Now they've recruited 500,000 truck drivers, InfraGuard, 23,000 executives. They're going to double that again this year. Now I've got the news here about Associated Press making sure Osama doesn't hijack your bass boat, AP. A boating season approaches. The Bush administration wants to enlist the country's 80 million recreational boaters to help reduce the chances of a small boat to be deliver a nuclear radiological bomb somewhere along the country's 95,000 miles of coast. So they leave the main ports open, but say internally, and it says that they're going to give them training seminars, but it says when you go to these, we've got video of them, they first say it's about bin Laden, then they go, by the way, we're fighting marijuana, we're fighting drunk driving, if somebody spanking their child, call the police. Again, they say on the surface it's about terror, and then they flip it, spy on your neighbor, and, oh, by the way, Steve, you get stuff from secret sources a lot, and then mainstream sources, too. But, see, I just go off what they admit, and it meshes with what you just said you got from sources. There was a Washington Post, AP post, in October, right during the Patriot Act, and it said Neighborhood Watch to work with Homeland Security before they even funded it. Clinton gave speeches about it in 93. And they said there that don't trust a priest or a woman with a baby carriage. Al-Qaeda has white people, too. Watch everyone. The feds are going to be over in control of neighborhood watches. And everybody I know, I mean, I get calls from East Texas, South Texas, Ohio. I see the articles every day where FBI sends out flyers to everybody's homes saying, please come to an anti-terror meeting. And you show up and they say, we want you to spy on your neighbors. Terrorists are everywhere. There's white Al-Qaeda, tens of thousands of them. By the way, all crime is Al-Qaeda. I mean, and now in rural areas, if you shoot your gun in the backyard, cops show up and ask why you're shooting a gun on your ranch. I mean, Steve, it's really happening.
Oh, absolutely. And by the way, the word Al-Qaeda is no longer politically correct. The word Al-Qaeda, jihadi, Islamo-fascist is now removed from terrorists. And terrorists is anybody that is not towing the line.
And that's it. They always say, we don't profile because we're not racist. No, it's their excuse to go after everybody. Even if you believe these Muslims are doing it on their own, none of the attack profile has anything to do with them.
Well, the point is, Alex, is that they've generated the problem. They're providing the solution. The solution is simply this. Under the dialectic, all freedom. You know, they've even planned that you're going to only be allowed to eat 1,500 to 1,800 calories a day.
Oh, no, they're already, in going back 5 years, taking people's kids in the U.S. and U.K. People think it's just for the giant fat kid. No, they're admitting that they're going to set a very low body weight for everybody, and if you can't pass it, they're going to take your kids.
Well, yeah, and can I tell you something? When people say they can't, my answer and your answer are the same. They are doing it now. Well, that's unconstitutional.
Well, this is the issue. This is the issue. We've gone from 300,000 cops to 2 million. They're talking about doubling that again. But when my car gets stolen or my house gets broken into, the police won't come out. When there were 300,000 cops 12 years ago, they'd come out. Now they won't come out. This
well,
is about us.
Yeah, that's because their motto used to be to protect
and serve. That's it. They're looking, Stevie's bringing up so many points, they're looking for things to attack in our lives. And I'm not attacking the average cop, but it's designed, it is for us, it is for the general public. Go ahead.
Right. It's gone from protect and serve to target and destroy. Listen, I've got to tell you this, even in Montana, you know, we've got Department of Homeland Security, we've got all these black Durangos with Hemis, you know, basically cruising the highways. I mean, the fact is that people have got to understand, we're not the enemy. And they don't care about your tax. And they say, well, what about their families? Their families, those who the elite will be bivouacked or they'll be rescued to some secret place. The point is that it's the total decimation. See, these guys are willing dupes. Again, Alex, we plead with those in the military and law enforcement communities that think that somehow they're just going to round up all the crazies and they get to live. No, you guys, the very same people that are destroying us and mind-controlling you. And let me share this. the weather modification, the Bernard Eastland, the Hart patent designer, died. But the point is that the mind control, if, you know, people that challenge you and I would just get off their lazy fingers and type in mind control patents, they're going to find out that all of the strange electromagnetic phenomenon that can be experienced in the sky, the moray patterns, that would be the cloud patterns, the striations, all that stuff is indicative that, look, specific frequencies can generate anger, they can generate lethargy, they can generate, they can put you to sleep, and all of the
Let me stop money. You. There was another Baltimore Sun article in 2002, and I've got it around here somewhere. I want somebody to dig it up on the web and find it and post it on the presentplanet.com forums or something, because I remember all this stuff. Just like in 6 months, I'll say, remember that police chief who said they wear black uniforms to intimidate us? Well, I read that in documents, you know, 5 years, 6 years ago, but point is, here it is today. We won't remember that in a few months, exactly where it came from. But it said that DARPA wasn't just working on brain scanners for the airports, but they were working on aggressive systems to calm whole crowds, and it said they were going to use added systems on cell phone towers to put out wavelengths to calm and soothe us during emergencies. And so there it's admitted what you just said.
Absolutely. You see, nothing, I tell people, I've done my homework, so before you come after me or come after Alex, you go do your homework. You know, I don't think people realize how much time that you and I spend doing this stuff. And we do check our sources. We do basically try and get 2-3 times a witness. In other words, it's got to be more than just one person saying it. Yet when it's all said and done, Alex, it's just, oh, well, but what's the newest Hollywood starlet that's having sexual issues? Or, you know, what's the nonsense of this ad nauseum political process? Look, the very country is at stake. People who think that they're going to get a change in Obama or Hillary or John McCain. Look, as the former head of the Fed told a friend of mine, he put his arm around him, not Greenspan. And this gentleman, a tall man, said, hell, son, we own them all. And again, you've done shows on the Federal Reserve. I've done them until, you know, I don't want to do them anymore. Because, look, it's not a question of just understanding what's happening. It's the point is you have to use all this knowledge to basically get yourself, your family, your loved ones out of harm's way. And
but I want to explain the mindset here for people, though, Steve. I want to explain the mindset of these elites. Because, you know, and even the low-level minion thinks they're part of the elite when they talk about, yes, son, we own them all, just like the high-level. The genetic engineering, the fact that their grandkids are eating GMO foods that are hurting them badly, the fact that I see Bill Clinton on TV drinking Diet Coke, they don't even care about themselves. It's just like, I don't care, kill, kill, kill. It is just such an evil mindset, spirit that they have.
Absolutely. The real powers that be, as was told to me by one of the most famous Cold War spies, face to face, he said, Steve, the real powers that be, you've never seen their faces on TV. So that just iterates and basically illustrates your point, Alex. And here's the thing that people got to understand. This thing is happening. Did you notice, too, you know, the most mind-blowing thing in the last 2 weeks is almost instantly the rice famine happened overnight. Did you notice that? It wasn't even 24 hours.
Yes.
12 hours.
They're really pushing it.
Yep, they're really pushing it. And then the point is, you know why? They're going to basically drive people to do what they told them to do, prepare for all this stuff, and then they're going to turn right around and go after the preparers legally. I got to tell you something. When they're going to take away your life, when they're going to take away your wife, when they're going to take away your kids, when they're going to take away your future, when they're going to take away your hope, your financial ability and your job, then you got to say, you know, it's time to really speak up until I can no longer speak up. And then basically, if they come to take your life, God's given us all that mandate to basically self-protection, okay? And the thing is that there, I hear people arguing with me. I've got Christians, okay? Well, obviously, a lot of Christians listen to your show, listen to mine, but they tell me, oh, I'm just going to go into a camp and be a witness for Jesus. I tell them they won't get a chance to open their mouth.
Well, they've been trained. Suddenly, you see all the big preachers saying, it's good to be a slave of the government. That's a quote. It's good to be a slave. Submit. All government is of God.
Absolutely. That's a lie.
Steve, stay there. I'm going to just keep Steve rolling, John, during this break, and we'll come right back on the other side of the break. And I promise, go directly to your phone calls. This is so important right now, though, on my internet streams. We're going to continue the radio show. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
I'm Harold Williams. I know about martial law. I want to teach you how to survive it. America has 10 telling signs of martial law, so use the short time left to learn to protect your family with the vital information in this book. Find the book at SurviveMartialLaw.com. I will tell you what you need to know to prepare for martial law. Things are changing fast. We even email you a free weekly update. I teach you how to act around troops, where to put supplies, how to be safe during the worst part of martial law, which is in the beginning. Surviving this major life transition can be difficult but possible. Arm yourself with the knowledge, as this is the only weapon you will have to protect your family. Go to SurviveMartialLaw.com or call 866-644-1933. Act today, as there will be no warning. 866-644-1933. Find the book at SurviveMartialLaw.com. Protect your family.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
The Federal Trade Commission estimates that 9 million Americans are victims of identity theft each year. The crime of identity theft occurs every 3.5 seconds, costing the victims an average of $8,000. If you own a PC, passwords are a common form of authentication and often the only protection between a hacker and your personal information. Passwords that are stored in a spreadsheet, text file, data file, or any other file that is not encrypted and password protected are vulnerable to malicious theft and misuse. With PasswordSafe Pro, your passwords can be secured in an encrypted database within minutes. PasswordSafe Pro utilizes secure 160-bit encryption and comes complete with a strong password generation tool. For secure password protection and peace of mind, get your free PasswordSafe Pro today at www.passwordsafepro.com. Again, get your free PasswordSafe Pro at www.passwordsafepro.com. Secure password protection and peace of mind is one click away. Trust the Pro, PasswordSafe Pro.
I was thinking during the break and talking to Steve Quayle, stevequayle.com. I was thinking about the fact that they've had hundreds of thousands of new cases of TB in the last couple of years. They've got huge TB facilities now, very quietly, with drug-resistant immune TB, people dying. Leprosy's gone from no cases to tens of thousands a year, government's own numbers. You're not supposed to talk about that. But that's nothing compared to these gene guns, thousands of factories randomly shooting genes into the DNA of plants, animals, humans, embryos, giving rise to superviruses, all sorts of weird genetically modified funguses killing trees. I've seen the university reports that it's GMO doing it, the bees dying. And that's nothing. I've had Nobel Prize winners on who were making millions of bucks a year making this stuff, and they said, look, all of the mice would die. All the guinea pigs would die. All the rats would die. They would get deformities after utero, which we thought was impossible. These aren't cancers. These are mutations while they're alive. that are non-cancer related. I mean, this is like the movies where you mutate right there, you know, in the course of months. And now that we're all eating it, it's all happening. Again, you get back to the elite, they just want to kill people. They want to screw every... Monsanto said in 99 in a public statement they were going to infect the entire biosphere, then claim ownership of it with their GMO. Steve Quayle, we're going to go to the calls here in a moment, but, I mean, these people are just out of their minds.
Well, definitely they're out of their minds because they have a mind of collective evil that is kind of like the Borg version of Luciferianism on steroids, okay? And I don't know any way to be more pronounced than that. We were talking, Alex, off-air, that the bats and the bees dying. Gee, does anybody ever think that the stuff that will kill humans that's on a Schedule 4 with the Environmental Protection Agency that's sprayed in aerosol form might be killing the bats and bees? Let me tell you this. I've been told by someone who is no longer with the federal government, I don't even know if they're alive or dead, my prayer is that they're alive. The bottom line is that the reason the bats are dying, that the diseases that are going to be released will be infected in the insect population. Obviously, bats are responsible for pollination, as bees are. But the point that I don't think people are putting two and two together on is that the entire, if you will, created realm of God's splendor and excellence is under attack. And we're coming into this dark, man-made, God-like complex that says that men, in their rebellion, in their total denial of the King of Glory, can do what they please and they don't need God.
Well, that's the thing. If you go to the superconducting heavy collider in Switzerland, they got videos on there where they're saying, we don't know what it'll do. And then they admit, yeah, it could create black holes. Yeah, it could create a strangelet. Yeah, it could destroy the Earth. And we're just going to do it, and we're going to do all these tests, and we're going to collide heavy particles together, and the equations show it could cause, you know, huge problems. But, you know, we've just, it's this crazy, I mean, I've got this clip of these transhumanists talking about how they want to kill everybody, and, you know, how the Terrans will die, and all this. I mean, these people are nuts. I mean, they
But they're not only nuts, but they're, remember, they're not insane. They are focused, they are determined, they are well-funded. These guys use the money that gives them the power and the ultimate power of life and death. It's the same thing. When I've seen the chimeras, if you will, the transgenic human-animal hybrids, you don't see anything that looks, you know, warm and cuddly. These are some of the most horrific, nightmarish-like creations out there. By the way, mythology was based on a lot of this stuff has already been. Solomon said there's nothing new under the sun. That which will be has already been. But when you're talking about opening up portals, I can tell you point blank that dealing with stargates is probably one of the most difficult things for people to wrap their minds around. Jesus said this, that he's going to build his church on faith in the living God and that the gates of hell will not prevail. See, everybody said, well, what's a gate of hell? You know, they think, like, unfortunately, somebody's going to chase you around with a wrought iron gate. That's not what he meant. So we're in a time period now where the prophecies that were sealed up for so many years are coming forward. I'm not talking about Nostradamus and Mother Shipton and all this stuff. I'm talking about specific statements as to the time that we live in. Men's hearts failing them for fear of looking after those things coming upon the earth. Listen, Alex, the seismic stuff. I just posted a website out of India. I posted a story on my website out of India about a pilot flying at 20,000 feet that sees a huge wave from 20,000 feet and calls it in, and they warn the Nicobar Island region of the area that was wiped out by the tsunami in 2004. The point is they warn them about that, and the deal is, guess what? Not one mention of this. Do you know how tall a wave would have to be seen from that distance? I mean, huge. So the point is, that's where we're at. We're at a period where...
Steve, stay there. On the Internet side of this broadcast, I'm going to take some calls from the 512-646-5400 during this three-minute break, and we'll come back on the main network transmission right now. If folks want to hear this, go to the Infowars.com streams right now and click on those streams to hear Steve and I. So that's how you're able to tune into that. We will continue.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR. who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta Engine Treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a Protecta Fuel System Treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1. Or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now.
The Federal Trade Commission estimates that 9 million Americans are victims of identity theft each year. The crime of identity theft occurs every 3.5 seconds, costing the victims an average of $8,000. If you own a PC, passwords are a common form of authentication and often the only protection between a hacker and your personal information. Passwords that are stored in a spreadsheet, text file, data file, or any other file that is not encrypted and password protected are vulnerable to malicious theft and misuse. With PasswordSafe Pro, your passwords can be secured in an encrypted database within minutes. PasswordSafe Pro utilizes secure 160-bit encryption and comes complete with a strong password generation tool. For secure password protection and peace of mind, get your free PasswordSafe Pro today at www.passwordsafepro.com. Again, get your free PasswordSafe Pro at www.passwordsafepro.com. Secure password protection and peace of mind is one click away. Trust the pro, PasswordSafe Pro.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? TebowTech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, TebowTech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The TebowTech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of TebowTech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now.
Hey, we're taking calls right now during the breaks on the internet side. Joining everybody right now, Steve Quayle's our guest. SteveQuayle.com. He'll be staying with me 15, 20 minutes into the next hour. We're going to go into overtime. I seem to do this every show now. I just love it. Yeah, this isn't hard for me to do 4 hours, folks. I love it. Problem is pulling myself away from it. Steve, and then Harvey, I want you to finish up your point because you bring up a key point. You were talking about the elite. I was talking about these transhumanist top weapons makers, billionaires. They're all part of the same clubs. I use the Dr. Pianca case. He's one of tens of thousands of top professors at UT here in Austin who went to an award ceremony with over 1,000 people, and the paper reported he got a 95% standing ovation when he would show an image of red skulls and say, 90% of us will die. It's going to be wonderful. I know my family's going to die, too. You go to his website at the University of Texas. He's dressed up like a druid. He says he's a druid. He says, I love Lucifer on the website. You can't, folks, this is not a joke. This is the UT website of this guy. You say, well, he's just a nut. You know, he's just a nut biologist. No, he has access to weapons laboratories. UT has level 4 weapons labs in their biology department. He has access to the nuke reactor they have in Austin. You tell the public there's a nuke, they've been preconditioned not to say there's not a research nuke at the J.J. Pickle Research Laboratory in North Austin off of Breaker Lane and Mopac. But again, 95%, where it went on for minutes, the papers reported just, yes, kill them, kill us, kill, oh, death, oh, oh, murder, oh, God, death, oh, oh, yes. I mean, Steve, I don't think they understand. This is their spirit. They just, oh, murder everyone, murder and kill children, murder, death, blood, oh, God, it's beautiful. You know, they said Hitler would go to the front lines and watch with his binoculars for hours, burning cities and death, and would go inspect dead bodies at hospitals. And just, oh, black uniforms, black Stuka bombers, black smoke, death, piles of dead bodies. Oh, it's so beautiful. I mean, I don't think they can understand that, Steve.
It's think that the deal is that all those that hate God love death. You see, that's something that listen, Jesus said he has come that we might have life and have it more abundantly, okay? God is life. God, listen, I look at the sky when it's not chemtrailed. I look at the mountains, the sea, everything that's beautiful, everything that was wonderful. And these absolutely maggots from the cauldron of hell want to destroy all that because they hate the very image of God. And I got to tell you something, Alice, again, unless a person understands spiritual warfare, you see, these people believe that in committing, if you will, genocide, that they
get power. They get power.
Yes, they get power. But also, look, you know, if I told you that the world's leaders get together, even the guys you think are antagonists, and sacrifice small children to things that most people don't even believe that exist, people say, oh, man, that's just nutty stuff. But yet these people derive a thrill, if you will. It's almost like a not only an intellectual cannibalism, but it's an emotional cannibalism, and it's a total contempt, first for God. Now, let's just say this. For even the atheists and agnostics, they can try and say, well, everything is chemically determined and free will is just nothing but a response of different proteins to different forces. No, the bottom line is, why is there this overruling, overriding, clapping our own destruction? Look, isn't it amazing that
why are the globalists so obsessed with behavioral psychology and programming us and showing us acts of murder and violence, they admit, to program us and acclimate us?
Right, they're desensitizing us to the great kill that's coming, okay? Listen, Alex, I have wept. My heart is broken for what's coming. If one person, two people, 2,000, 200,000, 2 million listen to you and I, and they're not one of those. See, I told a guy once on the air that was giving me a hard time on another talk show. I said, look, the difference between you and I, and this person was arguing it would be good for all these people to die. I said, yeah, that's in your world. In my world, life is precious. Life is wonderful.
Well, no, I mean, most Americans, even if they agree with us about the New World, they go, but we are overpopulated. I mean, even... you know, even the head of the 700 Club said China needs to have abortion. You know, it's of the Lord, and we must do what the government says. I mean, that's how sick this perversion is, that it just pervades everything. Don't they understand that if one person's life has been devalued, everybody's is?
Absolutely, and see, I would want to take on that spokesman. You know, as a matter of fact, I debate him publicly. I know who said that. I would also tell you this, that the big...
Pat Robertson.
Yes, you and I were talking... off the air, I think we were off the air, and talking about the big televangelists have already bought the lie, okay? They're willing to sacrifice the sheep because they get to keep the cash and goodies. You know, the point is that the cash and goodies, I can't even imagine what it's going to be like to basically be a pastor. Look, a pastor is supposed to be a shepherd, not a butcher, okay? But
how could you betray people? I mean, I couldn't sell out, even if I wanted to. It's like who I am is fighting these people. It's in my very gut. I just go with what's right and standing up to evil. It's not even a conscious thing, Steve. But with them, they just love their little pimp outfits and their fancy suits, and they love lying and being wicked. It's so deceptive.
Oh, yeah, and the bottom line is, but I've got the answer to that. Jesus said the love of money is the root of all evil. It's not that... Money is evil, but all these televangelists have one thing in common, okay? And that's their pocketbook. It doesn't matter. You can name anybody of the top 10, and they're all up there in the 100 million plus bracket, okay?
But they go to Las Vegas and own racehorses for the Lord.
You got it, you know? And the point is...
Now, see, for me, money is nothing but fuel. I need money so I can be strong to fight them if I need to defend myself and to pay my employees. But other than that, it is actually a hassle. Things are a hassle. They annoy me. Dealing with them annoys me. God, we're in trouble. Steve, I want to go back to calls on the finish. Harvey, sure. Anything else?
Yes, Alex. I'll remind people to go to Genzyme Transgenics Corporation on any internet search engine. And then I wanted to remind you, I sent you a piece this morning, an NPR broadcast from this morning. It was an interview with Anthony Scalia. He has a new book out, and he's gone all over the place. First, he said that George Bush the First is a wonderful gentleman. His voice, and he said this, his voice, his face, now this is in reference to himself, why should he have to show them except where he says so? Because the interviewer was asking him, well, how come you're just popping up now? How come you don't face the reporters and this and that? And he says, why should he have to show his face? or his voice when they're monitoring and scanning every single person in this country.
Oh, yeah, it's total arrogance. I appreciate your call. Yeah, we already knew this, but the San Francisco papers, several big papers last week admitted that a million, it's right at a million, it's 996,000 plus, police, their families, and government workers don't get tickets, don't get DWIs. Their plates literally are, they're ordered not to stop them, to leave them alone. So they just, it's like diplomatic immunity. Government is making itself God.
Well, absolutely, and that's the case of Rome. You talk about Romans 13 off the air. What people don't understand is Romans 13 will be wrongly used to get Christians to betray Christians. Look, Jesus made it clear. Brother is going to rise against father, mother, sister, daughter. Every relationship, and he was talking to believers, is going to be tempted and tested. And the thing is that it's one thing to say, oh, I'll never betray you. Peter said that. And boy, before the rooster crowed three times, it was a done deal. I would say this, by the grace of God and through the intervention of the mercy and the active agency of God being God, that's how we're going to basically be able to deal with all this stuff. The same way God dealt with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fire, Daniel in the lion's den, Joseph in prison, and every single man or woman of God in the Old or New Testament, it's not by might nor by power, by his spirit. Same
well,
path.
I just hope police out there know that that regardless, they're going to have their pension funds taken, the whole economy gone, you're being poisoned just like us, whatever's coming. We're not kidding. The people running things love death, and they love the little black uniforms you wear, and they love making you servants of evil. And I just hope that you haven't completely lost your soul.
Well, some of them have. You know, to lose their soul, to willingly lose their soul, I mean, some of these people are going to go hang themselves like Judas, okay? But there comes a time in the book of Revelation where men will seek death and they won't be able to find it. I mean, they'll try and kill themselves, but they won't be able to do it. In other words, Alex, what we're trying to do is we're really pleading our case, and not only in the court of public opinion, but in the logic and the heart of hearts of the men and women and the young people that are listening to us to say, look, understand this isn't a dry run. We've seen this before in Nazi Germany. There was a reason we took all the German intelligence agents and the German scientists in Operation Paperclip to the United States when we had the OSS, the forerunner of the CIA. Isn't it strange that the country that supposedly esteemed human life at one point now takes it so willy-nilly at the other? I'm appalled. I'm against torture. You and I did a time together, an interview on torture. The bottom line is it's defensible. And if a Christian is in favor of torture, I would say this. A guy needs to get on his face and repent. It's wrong.
Absolutely. Let's take some network calls. Tony in Arkansas, you're on the air with Steve Quayle. Thanks for holding.
It's wonderful to hear both of you together. It's kind of like having Superman and Batman against the New World Order. Gentlemen, you kind of almost stole my thunder a little bit earlier. I just wanted to highlight the earthquakes. Tuesday night, April 15th, just this one little sentence I'd like to read you from a news report. A number of people living in Indiana towns of Kokomo and Logansport reported seeing strange lights in the skies, hearing what sounded like a huge explosion and seeing a giant fireball. Now, that was Tuesday night. It continued Wednesday and Thursday and led into the earthquake on Friday. That is a smoking gun.
Meanwhile, Dallas News is showing giant blimp-like UFOs, guaranteed government. They are just involved in all sorts of bizarreness right now.
Well, yeah, and as you both know, Dick, you know, Nick Begich, and you guys have done things on HAARP. HAARP, when they heat that ionosphere, it produces a minor sort of, I want to say, northern light.
A lot of times it even ignites.
Yes, and there was the smell, they said, of ozone, and that is, to me, a smoking gun that they are introducing these earthquakes. And
absolutely.
It could be indeed, and you guys comment on it. My fear is that one of the executive orders Bush has handed down in the last 2 years was that in the event of natural disasters as well, massive enough, he could
declare martial law. Yeah, no, that's PDD. That's PDD 51. That or any reason.
Thank you.
I mean, how big a deal is that? Thank you, caller. How big a deal is that, Steve Quayle, that the government is saying in John Warner Defense Authorization Act that it's to suppress the American people, quote, against insurrection, and that the governors aren't even in place automatically, but now the entire Homeland Security Department for a year is not allowed to see any of the plan?
Well, absolutely, and I think the caller is very, very astute. I commend him. The bottom line is what he's talking about is some form of a plasma-based or plasma-initiated a tectonic weapon. Some of those devices that people are seeing, UFOs or IFOs, I call them IFOs. I know what they are. As a matter of fact, there are guys that listen to you, Alex, and me that came out of that world of Skunk Works type aircraft.
Well, sure. I mean, they admitted that people saw the B-2 bomber and thought it for 20 years, thought it was a flying wedge Martian, and it's not. It's our aircraft.
Right, but see, the thing, and I want to really get this across, I don't think, and I want people to understand, it's critical, real quick, there are factions in our military that are at war with each other. They are killing each other. When you hear of a training accident, or you hear of this or that, or, this group having accidents, those aren't accidents. Those are happening. There is a fight. There's the good guys, and there's the bad guys. The bad guys want the new world order, and they are out-and-out Luciferians. When you talk about weapons that can generate an earthquake, you're talking about a form of energy that can interfere with what's called the electron spin rate of matter itself, okay, antimatter.
Well, they admit that the Earth actually accelerated its rotation last year.
Absolutely.
First time they've recorded that, but it was almost a second, close to a second. It was a particle of that, a piece of that. But expanding on that, here's just a layman example, low level admitted. In the last couple decades, they've been putting out these powerful sonar systems to detect submarines, which every time they turn them on, and that's at a low level, just testing them, whales everywhere die and beach themselves, and they know it's doing, and they just don't care.
Well, again, a third of the life in the sea is dying. I'd be surprised if we're not there already.
Oh, no. I mean, when I was a kid going out of the Texas Gulf, fishing was 500% easier, better.
Yeah. I'm just telling you, I believe that the Pacific salmon, that there's no fishing of Pacific salmon in the oceans off of the Pacific Northwest because there just aren't enough. I know someone that worked at the fish ladder at the Bonneville Dam or whatever, and I mean, where they used to count thousands of so many hours. I mean, they count, dozens of so many hours.
Meanwhile, they're destroying the entire real environment while saying they need a global tax against humans, in the words of Richard N. Haas, where they say, the CFR says, it's not real. They're so arrogant, but we're going to use it as an organizing effect to say that humans are the enemy. That's a quote.
Absolutely.
And so carbon dioxide that plants breathe, that plankton breathe, that's bad, but toxic waste and chimeras, that's good.
Well, this is nothing more than supercharged Henry Kissinger creating a global control mechanism. And look,
no, they say social workers in your house, everything regulated, how much food you get, taxes on your footprint, you get this much, and then everything else is a carbon footprint tax. Total regulation, shutting down family farms, animal ID, premises ID, all happening, bureaucrats harassing everyone, millions and millions of new bureaucrats every year. My gosh, let's take another call here. Ian in New York, you're on the air, go ahead. Okay, Ian, okay, who's up next on your line? Anthony and PA, you're on the air. Go ahead.
My question was religious based off the Bible, not on Nostradamus or any aspect.
Okay, go ahead, sir.
I was curious how you feel about the prophecy of essentially the one world government ending. Do you think it will be a 2012 event? As in, do you think we're in the days of Noah? Do you think that will ultimately be the end?
Okay, let Steve answer that. What I do is, I just, and from a secular angle as a news person, cover what I know, what I can prove, what I can show in the main line.
Well, I think to put it into perspective, the basis of my book on genetic Armageddon was that that we are in the days
10%. That's basically what we're talking about here. Steve, your comment.
Yeah, I think the thing is, Alex, we are in those time periods, and I think people are looking for more events, more events. Look, you take the secular press and you illustrate, the prophetic insight, foresight that was shown so actively in the Old and New Testament. But the point is, that doesn't lessen the events, and the thing that I think people need to recognize is that, yeah, I think this is the time period when it turns to total garbage. And the point is that we always talked about, well, a man will work an entire day's wage for a quart of wheat, and a pint of oil. But the point is now, guess what? The wheat's disappearing. The oil, even the olive oil crop in the Mediterranean countries that raise the majority of olive oil, they're not having a banner year. And I got to tell you something. It's the the manipulation of the weather. Weather is everything. Climate is everything. And, you know, the horrific, and I'm spelling horrific, W-H-O-R-E-I-F-I-C. In other words, the whore nature of the entire global warming issue. When does anybody deal with HARP? When does anybody deal with...
Well, exactly. I want to... absolute key here. We know that global warming is a fraud. Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to go to break here, but on the internet feed, for everybody watching on PrisonPlanet.tv and on the internet streams at InfoWars.com, just those streams will have the behind-the-scenes here with Steve Quayle. Because of time constraints, we're going to go ahead and talk during this break on my internet feeds at InfoWars.com. So let's keep Steve up.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Harness the power of nature's thunderstorm to make your home smell fresh and reduce the threat of MRSA, black mold, bird flu, and more. The EPA has stated that indoor air is up to 5 times more polluted than outdoors, causing 50% of all illnesses. Now you can protect your home and family with the world's best air purifier using technology developed for NASA. Our patented, proven system eliminates up to 99.9% viruses, bacteria, molds, mildew, and germs from surfaces, and covers up to 3,000 square feet with no expensive filters to replace. Nothing else compares to our product. See the independent laboratory test proving our technology at tryfreshair.com/safehome. Reduce airborne allergens in up to 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, and more on surfaces. Go to tryfreshair.com/safehome to order online or call 1-800-492-1073. That's 1-800-492-1073, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern for our easy pay plan today.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new 2-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Okay, we're going to start the fifth hour of Overdrive with Steve Quayle. I'm going to play like an 8-minute clip, Mad Scientist, Transhumanism, from a new documentary film that is coming out that just takes their own public admissions. These are top scientists, heads of departments. They are not us picking out a few bad apples from the transhumanist movement, which has got William Shatner and just thousands of prominent people. When you get to the leaders of it, it is, we want world government. We're going to kill the majority of people. The cyborgs will rule. That's why they throw it in your face through, you know, the Star Trek and stuff with the Borg. And they believe they're going to live forever, but they can only have access to it. They can't give access to 6 billion people. It's just like the movie Moonraker. If you notice all of these different James Bond movies, they'll all, the last one's about genetic engineering and killing people for their genetic material, or government-sponsored terror, or corporate-sponsored terror, false flag terror. They throw it, the guy that, Ian Fleming, who wrote these, was a member of MI6. And so he said he was, throwing this in your face. But Moonraker, where a super-rich trillionaire is going to release a bioweapon to kill all humans, he takes master race people up to a space station to wait out the year while the Earth dies. They're throwing it in your face. When you read their actual documents, there's thousands of them. Everything they do is for this, and their God, they believe, is enlightening them to make them gods. But first, we have to be killed. We're going to play 8 minutes of this, come back, get Steve Quayle's take on it. Then we will talk to Aaron, Eddie, Rob, Dr. Mike, and that's going to be it for calls. We'll go about 20, 25 minutes into the next hour. For PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, you can watch us on video right now. If you're a PrisonPlanet.tv viewer or any of the radio listeners at Infowars.com, you have to go to those streams to hear this hyper overdrive broadcast we'll be doing with Steve Quayle. SteveQuayle.com. Go there, get his books, watch the films he's involved in. An incredible asset. SteveQuayle.com. But Steve, in the 3 minutes we've got left at the end of the main transmission, you've got the floor. Any other key points you want to make?
Well, yeah, I think the thing is that we used to be able to look at all these events and put them into a reference that we could kind of compartmentalize in our mind. Now everything's coming at us so fast, so furious, Alex, that it's like your four-hour show. You need that amount because the stuff is happening, and it's going to get worse. It's going to speed up. And as it speeds up, the ramification or the time for anyone who's listening to this broadcast to deal with the ramifications when they go to the store. Listen. I went on record 5 years ago, and I said, I really believe in prayer, and I this is a matter of record on my radio broadcast. The time will come when no planes will fly, no trains will run, no cars will run, that America will literally be brought to a standstill. And we're going to have...
And that was because you saw them making movements to do that?
No, I think it's... Well, quite candidly, it's because I was really praying. This stuff like troubled me, and I really was praying, and for... When I said crying out to God, saying, Lord, show me what's going to happen so I can warn your people. You see, as a watchman, you're one of those too. You see the stuff that's coming afar off. You're not responsible any more than I'm responsible for how people respond or don't respond. We're warning them, Alex. Come on. You've done so many videos, so many broadcasts. And the thing is, I say to those people that listen in and kind of scoff or mock, what more evidence will you need? Will it be the evidence?
Well, that's the thing. Everything we've said has happened so far, and they laugh and go, where's the martial law when we have curfews and police in black uniforms and machine guns and face scanning cameras and they're building FEMA camps and it's in the mainstream news? I want to be wrong. I don't want to be right. SteveQuayle.com, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, to all the MF affiliates. Shortwave, everybody, we really appreciate you. Steve's been kind enough to go into overdrive for 20 minutes. When the main show ends, you'll have to go to PrisonPlanet.tv to watch the video we're about to play, or you need to go to the audio streams at Infowars.com. It is those streams where the show will continue. Go to Infowars.com and click the main stream. Steve Quayle, you've got 8 minutes. Listen in on these transhumanists, and we'll come back, get your take on it, and take calls. God bless you all. We'll be right back at Infowars.com and Infowars.com only right now.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The election.